Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. South Georgia farmers are turning away from traditional late fall crops. GPB's Josephine Bennett explains the growth of the state's citrus industry.
In 2016, Georgia had around 21,000 citrus trees. Now that number has more than doubled. Joe Franklin farms citrus in Statesboro. He started in 2010 with 200 trees. Now he has 5,000 across fields that once grew corn, cotton, and peanuts. More cold-tolerant varieties and better growing practices are making the industry more viable.
I probably got around 2,000 trees in production, and right now I'm selling all I can produce. So there's a huge market out there, all up and down the East Coast of the United States.
Franklin says the bulk of his fruit is sold at farm stands and farmers markets in Georgia, as well as garden centers in places like Boston and New York. For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett in Macon.
The Southern Center for Human Rights alleges the city of Clarkston's municipal court is using unlawful practices. The organization sent a warning letter to city officials detailing unjust pay or jail sentences and failures to provide adequate interpreter services. The city gave the city a deadline of December 13th to respond. There will be a new memorial in Atlanta honoring the security guard who saved lives after a terror attack during the 1996 Olympics. Richard Jewell discovered a bomb in Centennial Olympic Park and helped evacuate the area before it detonated. Centennial Park officials tell WSB they'll put a plaque or marker in March of next year at the site of the bombing. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.